The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have come off as somewhat of a dog hater on this show before. I think you two kind of made me out to seem that way more than my actions, but we can debate that
just
later.
Just your overall attitude. Like, I'll tell you this. Vicky brings in Tater.
Tater! Yeah. I love her. Both of them, Vicky and Tater.
Vicky's one of our promotions people, mm-hmm. and she has a golden retriever, Tater. And when I get in the hallway near Tater, if I hear the
jingle
or whatever, and Tater knows I'm here, like, we have a good crotch mm-hmm. loving session. Like, Tater will just, the dogs just come up and they shove their head into you and you're just like getting at their
she
butt.
She does.
And, like,
do you know, I don't know if you know, her name's Nala. She's a golden retriever that's like famous on social media. And she does what's called the Nala stomps, where she goes between your legs and like if you kind of sway back and forth, she picks up her back legs.
Oh,
and
really?
Tater does it too. It's so cute. Mm.
And you know that because
every time Tater's here, absolutely have to spend 10 minutes with her.
If we hadn't said the word Tater, would you know the name of that dog?
I did know it's Tater. Yeah.
You're lying.
Because you two have said it. I've never met Tater though.
You've never met her?
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't go back there. It doesn't even matter.
You walk down this hall and she's like eye contact.
You go to the dog.
But I always assumed she's like not a service dog, but she's like there doing so. Like, she's always laying right by Vicky. And I'm like, I don't want to interrupt.
She's just hanging out.
All I want
to
say is before you finish whatever you're going to say, you're trying to say that we've painted you into a corner of not being a dog person.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah. That's you're all not you,
a
bud. Dog.
A golden retriever is in the building, and mm-hmm. you're
a young one.
And you're saying, "I gotta work." Really? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That's your statement.
Yes, bosses, you might be listening. I gotta work.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad we brought up a golden retriever because there one has entered my life. I think it's a golden retriever. It might be a lab. I don't know the difference. I can't tell. What's the difference?
I'm not gonna look at him anymore, Aaron. So no. Let's just
one's got the longer hair.
Can we kick him out?
Yes. What?
One's got the, I don't know which one it is. So, but what I've been doing lately, we have two chihuahuas and I've been walking them with my son every morning.
Do you know for a fact you have two chihuahuas? You count them?
I do.
How do you know that?
They're purebred. They have papers.
That's the only thing you care about. You're such a sneakerhead that the only redeeming quality.
They've been authenticated.
They're like StockX dogs.
Yeah, they got the little tag
it's
hanging
stupid.
On them. No, so they're chihuahuas. I know they're chihuahuas. We've had them for over 10 years, forever. They're our dogs.
And you've let one get so morbidly obese.
Okay, wait. To Beamer's defense, he just has fat in his blood.
Yeah. Yes, thank
because
you.
Because you feed him
too much. She's been on a mission to get him to lose
weight. They were gone for like an extended period of time once, and I walked them so long for like a week and a half and nothing.
Yeah, he had to get blood drawn once, and they had to go back. There was literally too much fat in his blood. We had to go back and redo it.
Yeah,
anyways, we're walking the dogs. This is part of his health plan. We're all trying to. So I do it with my son every morning. We take the walk, and as part of the walk, we go back behind kind of our neighborhood, and there's like a little bench, a public bench mm-hmm. where we can sit, and there's a great view of the mountains, and it's like my favorite part of the day because we get to just sit and enjoy being in Colorado
beautiful.
And I'm with my son and we hang and the dogs hang. And lately I've realized that behind us are some houses in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And my dogs are not nice, but behind us there is a lab.
Okay.
I don't know which
just
one.
Just pretend you care enough to know that it's a retriever.
I genuinely don't know. What's the
Take
difference?
Take a picture of it next time.
Like, they look the same to me.
Does it look like Tater? Oh, I wouldn't know. I never met Tater.
Tater has like the neckerchief on.
Oh, so you have seen Tater.
You
literally chose to not walk up to a dog with a neckerchief.
Because she's back.
Please text your hatred to 51059.
Are they called neckerchiefs?
That's what
I've never heard that before.
It's like a handkerchief around your neck.
Oh, I just call it a bandana.
Okay, sure.
Huh. I've never heard the word.
So I'm sitting at this bench soaking in the view with my son. We've got our two dogs there and they're not nice, but I've noticed the house behind us, there is a dog on the porch and it is sitting so nice. So nice.
Aww.
And I know if this dog makes a bark, my dogs are going to go nuts. If they see him, if they sense him in any way, or her, because I don't know, I haven't met her. But I've noticed it. So now the whole time I'm sitting on this bench, like trying to enjoy the view, my favorite part of the day, I'm like got my head on a swivel, kind of looking at that dog behind us. And that dog is just so good. It just sits there and it just watches us. It doesn't do anything. And I need your advice because I want to do something for that dog. I think it deserves a treat. I think it deserves like a pet. It deserves something. That is such a good dog and it has not ruffled any of my bad dogs like feathers or behaviors.
So you're
what should I do? How can I reward this nice dog?
You want to reward the other dog for not interrupting your dogs by taking your dogs to it.
Well, I don't know. What do I do? Or go?
I would definitely not involve your dogs at all.
I agree.
You're
I agree.
A piece of hell, Satan-like dogs. Like, if you're going to do anything for this dog, leave your dogs at home. Like, take a second walk.
Okay, but can I just go up to a dog that I don't know?
That's a question I don't know. I mean, Eric, like, you probably do this more often. I wouldn't recommend, like,
if there's dogs that I've dog sat for in the neighborhood, I'll walk up to the fence because they know me and I'll pet them and then I'll move on. But if it's a random dog, no, because you don't know how it's going to be. It might actually be aggressive towards humans. Yep. There are dogs that, like one of my mom's dogs, hates males. And it takes her a bit to like get used to.
I just met a dog like that.
Yeah.
The dog just kept, it was like a 2 pound little whatever. And it would like walk up to me. And as soon as I would get, it
panics.
Freak, bark, and run to a female.
Whoa.
And you're like, I didn't know that was a real thing. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Mm. So I wouldn't do anything directly with the dog.
Okay.
But you could leave like a little, because you also don't know, what kind of food does it eat? Does it any?
See,
like,
that's where it gets weird, because if it's got an allergy or whatever, you could be making a major
mistake. So you could
just
leave like a little toy on the porch or something.
Okay. So the other thing I had thought of, because I don't know the neighbors, I don't know the people who live in that house. Is it weird to just ring the doorbell like with my son one day and just go, "Hi, we've never met. I'm T-Hack. And I just want you to know your dog's awesome. It's a great dog and never barks at us. I just want you to know." And maybe like give him a treat then. Is that too weird? And they're just like, "Get off my porch,
I don't know how
you're staring at my dog in the backyard." Like,
it does feel stalker adjacent. Yeah, it's like, but I'm just
going to
say,
we've had a lot of interactions with your dog.
Like, one of my neighbors, I believe, killed my dog, my childhood dog.
Oh.
And they poisoned it with like some food over the fence. So I think the idea of feeding the dog in any way, shape, or form without their permission or even giving it a toy feels wrong to me. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. Like even a tennis ball, like nothing. Like I think you have to ask permission.
I think you could get away with the toy, but treat, I would say no.
Okay.
Because toy, I could just toss from far away. Like, I wouldn't have to
get in
case
they don't know if you got a cyanide-laced tennis ball.
Or maybe they don't like toys that have the stuffing in it because the dog rips it up. So just...
Well, I would be concerned if I came out and my dog just had a toy that I didn't buy for it. It'd be like, "You have a girlfriend or something?"
All right, if you want to give T-Hack advice...
Yes, how do I reward this good dog?
Or should you just leave it alone and train your own damn dogs? TX advice, text it in right now to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.